Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, Week 6 style for the Dorf Man right here on Sports Overnight America. And let me tell you what, it was definitely a wild week 6 in the NFL. Lots of surprises, good and bad. Chiefs, Rams, Chargers, I think y'all got some problems. Have the Arizona Cardinals found something with Kyler Murray and this guy Cliff Kingsbury? Because you know what? The offense seems to have clicked at least the last couple weeks. Two in a row for them. I have to admit, again, man, this guy's getting better every single week. His effort, it's contagious. Guys like him, and they play very, very hard for Kyler Murray. Denver fan, you got a win, finally. Jets fan, you also got a win. And you know what? It was over the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowgirls, baby, they lose once again. You have silenced that fan base for 2 weeks in a row because the Packers did it last week as they went to Big D and shut those guys down. Unbelievable. The Jets follow it up as Darnold comes back and bam, 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 the Cowboys go down. And let me tell you what, it's a beautiful thing when you have that fan base quiet. Washington fan, you got to win as well. It was against the Dolphins, but it still counts. Let me tell you what, man, unbelievable stuff in the NFL. Texans, Seahawks, Saints, Ravens, I think they're all looking like playoff teams. Only a couple of teams that are still yet to get themselves a win. The Bengals, 0-6, they're dreadful. Miami, you're 0-5, you're dreadful as well. A couple of teams that are still undefeated, and it's amazing. The 49ers playing inspired football with a bunch of no-name running backs. They look fantastic. They're 5-0. And then the Patriots, man, they just do it better than anybody else in the business, 6-0. Just some quick thoughts from the Dorf Man off the top of my head. Week 6, going to be talking a lot about it. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Four receivers set, two right, two left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass, looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson. Caught for a touchdown! Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown. A beautiful throw to David Johnson, and the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
Darnold in the shotgun. Third and goal at the Bills' 9-yard line. Gets a 4-for-10 on third down. Empty backfield, Darnold takes the shotgun snap, drops back, looks left, slings one left, caught right at the goal line, into the end zone, touchdown, Le'Veon Bell! His first touchdown as a Jet, the first touchdown of the season for the Jet offense, and they've got...
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
That's big!
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Get at me in a couple different ways if you'd like. Twitter, follow me there as well, Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. And before I get into what just happened in the NFL Week 6, I would be remiss if I did not mention a walk-off home run by the Houston Astros, Carlos Correa, in the bottom of the 11th. Just an amazing series that we're going to have between those two teams, 1-1, going back to New York. So interesting stuff there. Had to give it to you because literally it just happened just a few moments ago, a few minutes, about 10 minutes ago or so. Houston Astros tie it up, 1-1, going back to New York for Game 3. Great stuff. Major League Baseball postseason. All right, NFL Rewind, baby. And you know what? You just heard that score by Le'Veon Bell. And let me tell you what. Let's go through the scores from Week 6 in the NFL. And let's start with those Jets as they did get it done. 24-22 over the Cowboys. And hang on to that one. Get it done. Cowboys getting off to slow starts. That's kind of what's been their Achilles heel. At least the last couple weeks, seems like they've had problems getting out of the gate slowly. Way too far behind against the Packers, 31-3 at one point in that game, and then obviously down real quickly to the Jets, man. It was ugly early, but they fought back. They did make it interesting, but not to be. They're now 3-3 on the season. The Jets, in the return of Sam Darnold, by the way, good to see him back on the field. A couple touchdowns for him, 338 yards passing. He was 23 of 32 on the day. Dak Prescott struggled a little bit with no touchdowns. He threw the ball 40 times. completing 28, which isn't terrible, 277 yards for him. Ezekiel Elliott, I'll tell you what, not quite yet hitting on all cylinders. 28 carries, 105 yards, not bad when you look at the numbers and a touchdown to go along with it. But I don't know, I just don't feel like their running game is totally there yet. Le'Veon Bell on the other side, 14 carries, 50 yards, a touchdown for him too. Again, not spectacular running the ball for the New York Football Jets, but here's the deal. A win's a win, man. And when you get your first win, it feels pretty damn good to do that, especially against the Dallas Cowboys. So nice win for them. They get their first win on the season, 1-4 for them. Dallas, like I said, slipping to 3-3 now, a couple losses in a row for them. Steelers beat the Chargers late night in the late night game, 24-17. Chargers they're in trouble. That's one of my teams that I think is in some serious trouble. I thought the return of Melvin Gordon would help them, but doesn't seem to be right now the case because their offense looks pretty atrocious. And the Steelers, let me tell you what, you want to talk about grit, you want to talk about courage. They go in there with Delvin Hodges, right? He's the quarterback because no Rudolph either, because he got hurt last week. And then obviously Big Ben out all season with hinge injury. So you've got to give credit where credit is due. The Pittsburgh Steelers not only win, but they go on the road and they win at the Chargers, where, by the way, the Chargers, I don't know what's up with them, man. They're not a good football team. And I was expecting a little bit more out of these guys, especially with the way that they finished last season, played all year last year. So to see them struggle the way they have early in the season, it's kind of troublesome, and I'm curious to see what happens for them the rest of the regular season. By the way, already played 4 games at home. That's something to kind of take into note here because they're halfway done and they're 1-3 at home so far. Broncos finally a nice win for them over the Titans, 16-0. They get a victory. Cardinals win 34-33 over the Falcons. Tried to give this one away as well. I mean, I'm sorry, but they were playing pretty well. They've got to figure out a way to play 60 minutes. That seems to be the biggest issue for the Cardinals. Falcons, I'm disappointed with the Falcons. They're just struggling big time. Rams go down to the 49ers, 20-7. That's the score there. 49ers are pretty good. Still one of those teams that are undefeated in the NFL. Rams, they've got some problems. I think they're one of the teams that I think there's some issues, some serious issues for them. Saints, 13-6 over the Jaguars. That's a nice win. Teddy Bridgewater just continues to play pretty well for the Saints, as Drew Brees is not in the lineup for them. So you got to like what he's given them thus far. Ravens, 23-17 over the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, they're one of two teams that have yet to win a football game. 0-6, terrible start for the Ravens. I'm sorry, for the Bengals, but a decent start for the Ravens, who are 4-2 and atop of their division. Vikings get it done pretty well, by the way. Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdowns, finding guys like Stephon Diggs for 3 touchdowns, 167 yards, 7 catches for that kid. And I'll tell you what, a couple weeks ago, we're hearing nonsense about maybe this guy may want out of there. Now take a look. The Vikings, 4-2. Stephon Diggs, 7 receptions, 167 yards, and 3 touchdowns to go along with it. I think that they've kind of figured things out. So mum's the word, people. There's probably not a problem in Minnesota. Eagles go down, though, 38-20. And I don't know. I don't know what's up with the Eagles, man. I think that division is up for grabs. I really do. And coming into the season, I would have thought that the Eagles probably had a really, really good opportunity to win that division. Dolphins go down to the Redskins, 17-16. Can't find a win. They continue to find a way to lose. So, hey, It is what it is, man. When you're winless, you do some things, and you do things kind of desperate as well. I don't get it sometimes, but coaches, they find ways to go out there and make themselves look foolish. Chiefs go down to the Texans. This is interesting because I also think the Chiefs have some issues and some problems that they need to work out. Texans, I think they're on the right track. I really do. I think Deshaun Watson is such a dynamic player. Carlos Hyde running the ball pretty effectively for them. If that continues, they might have something. It was nice to see Tyreek Hill back too, by the way. Solid game in his return. 80 yards, couple touchdowns. So he was sorely missed, obviously. Seahawks, nice win. Nice come-from-behind win for them. On the road, the Browns, I'm telling you what, really difficult to live up to that kind of hype, man. I'm sorry, but going to be maybe a long season. Maybe this isn't the year. Maybe this is the year before the year for the Cleveland Browns. But Seahawks, got to like what Russell Wilson just continues to bring to the table for them. Buccaneers, they go down in London, by the way, as well. Panthers, 37-26. And Kyle Allen, very impressive. All right, I got to take a break. I'll come back and continue breaking down week 6 from the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
New Orleans, they trail by 6. Watson operating out of the gun. Watson throws over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Stills has just burned the Saints. Deshaun Watson is a magician. What a throw and what a rally.
This is Sports Overnight America.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, 2 more over here.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Shotgun for Darnold on a 3rd and 2 at the 41 of Detroit. Darnold, pump fake. He's got time. Darnold launches a deep run towards the end zone, and it is caught. Oh, Robbie Anderson, what a grab. Touchdown, Jets. Sam Darnold delivers late in the second quarter.
Murray gets the call up the middle.
Murray to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5. Touchdown. Weaving to the left. Latavius Murray takes it the distance.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind. Week 6 of the NFL, people. It's going quick. Really is. Right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. Dorf on Sports, baby. Not the baby part, but Dorf on Sports. All right, so let's get into some of the good in this segment about what I saw from Week 6 of the NFL. And why not start with the New Orleans Saints? Because Teddy Bridgewater has been nothing short of spectacular for the New Orleans Saints while Drew Brees is recovering with that thumb. I'll tell you what, this kid, they better not let him go when I know it's going to be really difficult for them. And I don't mean because they don't want him. They absolutely want him. But I'll tell you what, other teams are going to want him as well. So another solid performance from Teddy Bridgewater, another win for the New Orleans Saints without Drew Brees. And Jacksonville had been playing not too bad because Gardner Minshew has been pretty unbelievable for them. So truth be told, going to Jacksonville, getting this victory, it wasn't pretty. Doesn't have to be pretty, though, okay? 13-6 is the final. And I'll tell you what, I think that that's kind of what you expect from a game like this, because the Jags have to play good, solid defense for them to be in games. That's just the way it is. And the Saints, I'll tell you what I like about them. They've won some ugly football games. They used to be a team that you would be like, oh, they can't win unless they score a bunch of points. Their defense, I don't think we're giving them enough credit. That defense is pretty solid, man. They make plays. They get after the quarterback. I think that that's a decent defense. A couple sacks for them on the day. They're getting to the quarterback a lot. They're knocking them down a little bit. Teddy Bridgewater's filled in really nicely for Drew Brees. New Orleans Saints knew what they were doing. That's my point. 5-1, making them a serious threat. Still for home field. The 49ers will lose a game here or there. They're going to lose some games. Seahawks are in the mix for that home field advantage. We'll see how things turn out. But again, week 6, a lot of teams have some things to feel pretty good about. And the Saints are definitely one of them. Let's continue with the good. How about the Ravens? It wasn't an impressive win. They've struggled a little bit, to be honest. I don't think they've totally found themselves. 4-2 on top of their division. And anytime you play somebody in the division, it's a little bit difficult. And that was the case. They played the Bengals. And again, I don't care how bad a team is, especially when they haven't won yet. They're going to win. At least you think they're going to win. So you just got to play those teams just like anybody else. And you may take them a little bit lightly, and that may cause a little bit of friction for you for a little bit. But cooler heads usually prevail. And the better team is usually going to win more often than not. I like the Ravens. I think they're a playoff team. Saints are a playoff team. We're going to talk about playoff teams, or at least who I think will be playoff teams. 49ers are one of them too, by the way. That's another part of the good. They're solid. 5-0. They're 3-0 away from home. So they've almost played half of their games that they're going to play on the road. And that's a good – that bodes well. It bodes really well. All right, we'll keep it moving. Gone through the Ravens, gone through the Saints a little bit. Talked a little bit about the 49ers. And, again, I don't think we're giving them enough credit. That defense, really good. The Rams have some offensive players, let's be honest. They're playing in L.A. There's something wrong with the Rams. I'll get into that in a little bit, but it's a credit to the 49ers is my point. That's a good football team. They've beaten bad teams. They've beaten good teams. And they're 3-0 on the road. When are we going to buy into them, I guess, is really the question about the 49ers. I'm not sold, but I'm starting to turn the corner. I'm also starting to turn the corner on the Vikings a little bit, as they're now 4-2. They're 3-0 at home. They're tough to beat. They're really tough to beat at home. They play extremely well at home. So I think the Vikings are pretty good. I think they're definitely on the cusp, if not in the playoffs. They're in the mix for sure. Because it may be difficult to get the Packers, the Vikings, and Detroit Packers, Vikings, Detroit, and I'll tell you what, Chicago's not bad either. You forget about teams when they're on a bye. But truth be told, the whole division isn't bad. So you got to win your division games. Got to win those. And the Vikings had a nice victory over a team that's in the NFC. So the Eagles, tough loss for them. But I truly think they're in the division. That division's wide open. Could be 8-8 to win that division. Could be a couple of divisions where 9-7, 8-8 are good enough to win. It's crazy. Is that parity or is that just not good teams? We'll find out later in the season, obviously. But think about that for a little while. Let it marinate. Another little bit of the good. The Texans, man. I like Deshaun Watson. Really like Deshaun Watson. Can beat you with his legs. Can beat you with his arm. Good decision maker. Team likes him. They play hard for him, too. His effort, contagious. What I'm seeing from a lot of young quarterbacks is they've got a lot of heart. They've got a lot of determination to show that they belong in this league. This is one of those guys. He's a special player. I think the Chiefs have some problems. We'll address that as well on the other side when we come back in a few minutes when I go to a break. But Texans are another playoff team. Good football team. Seahawks, that's another solid football team with a quarterback that also plays inspired football week in and week out. I can't say enough about Russell Wilson. He is definitely in the MVP race. Especially with the way that Patrick Mahomes has played the last few weeks. Let's not kid ourselves. He struggled. So Russell Wilson is a bad man, a lot like Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Because that's what people call him, a bad man. And the Browns, they got some issues. They got some issues. Again, we'll get into the teams that have some issues when we come back, but gotta like the Seahawks. Gotta think that they're a team that is definitely in the playoff mix for sure. And maybe they're the best team in that division. Or is it San Francisco? Because it sure as hell is not the Rams right now. They got serious issues. Can't wait to get into the teams that have issues, if you can't tell. How about the Panthers? Kyle Allen, man. Woo. Dude has come on the scene and won four straight football games. That's all he's done. I'll tell you what, man. They absolutely have a quarterback controversy. They've got issues. They got problems in the sense of when Cam Newton is ready to come back, he ain't coming back. It's just that simple. You cannot put Kyle Allen on the bench after the way that he's performed. So ultimately, that's your guy moving forward. And I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the season, that's your guy moving forward in general. All right, I know I got to take a break, so I'm going to do that. I'll come back on the other side. Like I said, we'll get into some of the bad or the negative or the ugly from week 6 in the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out, as always, on Sports Overnight America.
In the backfield is Kamara. From the 17 at Carolina, second down and 3. It's a handoff to Kamara over the right tackle. Got a block at the 15 outside the numbers, the 10 to the far sideline, the 5. He runs to the pylon on the goal line, and that is a touchdown. 16-yard touchdown run, a sprint by Kamara. And the Saints have taken the lead.
They're going to go for 2 and a quick shotgun snap on the 2-point try. Breeze in the backfield. Now runs. He's on the number. Throws a pass. It's picked off. Picked off on the far side. Grabbed by Dante Jackson. He runs from the 20.
Oh, no.
On the numbers, the 30. Here he goes. The 40 at the middle of 50. Foot race to the 30. Foot race on the hash mark to the 20. The 10. He's in. Oh, my goodness. Carolina will get 2 the other way.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, HomeAdvisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use HomeAdvisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, HomeAdvisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're gonna blast through lightning ray!
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
It don't matter. Just start lightning.
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet. But you must do the best you can. Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
22 of the Rams, 3rd and 13. Goff is in the gun. Let's into 4 in the defensive line, 5 in the secondary. Shotgun snap, back pedals and sets. He's hit, he escapes, he runs. He's hit again and sacked again. Fumbled the ball. The Chiefs may have gotten the ball. And they have! On a fumble by Goff, who is twirling around and trying to escape the clutches of their defense. Picked up by Houston. Fumble on the play. No team turns it over fewer times than the Rams, but a costly
now
one
right there. Now more of the rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
That's right, baby. You are definitely talking with me, Andy Dorf, right here on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. By the way, you can always catch me doing the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza with my buddy Mike Wilson, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sunday mornings on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. So get after me there. Get after me late night. 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when I start Sunday nights here on Sports Overnight America, which you can catch, obviously, on Sirius XM Channel 211. Love talking to people all over the globe about sports, and especially NFL football. All right, so let's get into some of the numbers. Jared Goff has been pathetic, man. I mean, you look at the day that he had against the 49ers, 13-24. That ain't going to cut it for 78 yards. Are you kidding me? The QBR, 1.1. I can't make this stuff up. 4 sacks for a loss of 30 yards? Dude, that ain't cutting it, man. I'm sorry, but something has gone bad between Sean McVay and Jared Goff. There's something not right with that offense. He's got weapons, okay? He's got weapons, people. Brandon Cooks, Cooper Cook. These guys are good. Robert Woods. He has guys that can make plays. And the truth is, the running game is terrible. Like Scott said, man, the running game is just brutal. I don't know. Put it this way. If Todd Gurley can't play and he can't run the ball, then these guys are in big trouble because it makes them one-dimensional and Jared Goff is just not good enough to beat you when he's one-dimensional. I don't know if anybody is, for that matter. So it's not a knock on Jared Goff. It's a knock on what's happening on the offensive side of the ball for these guys. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. Too many weapons to put up 7 points. So that's some of the ugly, some of the bad from what I'm seeing week 6 in the NFL. Something's wrong with the LA Rams. Something is not right. They're giving up a lot of points week in and week out. 20 isn't terrible, by the way. But they gave up, what, 55 to Tampa Bay? Something's not right with the LA Rams. They got time to figure it out. That's the good thing. But they better figure it out pretty quick. Let's keep going with some of the bad. The Browns, man. Oof. Tell you what. I'm not a huge Baker Mayfield guy, okay? First and foremost. And that's because the way that I gain and earn respect for people is to see them do things for a long time. And Baker Mayfield, quite frankly, we'll talk about immaturity probably in a little bit that you see from some of the young quarterbacks. And he's one of those young quarterbacks. Okay, 22 of 37. Last week, I believe he was 8 of 22 and just a terrible football game. Follows it up with 22 for 37, 249 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Not very good. And again, this dude has weapons. Odell Beckham. Jarvis Landry. He's got a running game with Nick Chubb. I don't know what's up with Baker Mayfield. People were drinking the Kool-Aid, man. This guy is not that good. That's the truth. Rex Ryan is actually right. For all the junk and the crap that he took, Rex Ryan is right. Baker Mayfield isn't that good. Because if he was, the Cleveland Browns would be winning more games. And they're awful. They are absolutely awful at home. 0-3. I know it's early, but you've played almost half your games, man. You're not a good football team at this point. I like talking about the ugly or the bad more than I like talking about the good, if you can't tell. Because I really get to give you my feelings in what I'm saying. The Giants aren't good, but I'm going to give them a free pass. Daniel Jones, playing without Saquon Barkley, I'm going to give them a free pass. So let's move on. The Chiefs, I think they got problems. They're 4-2, but they've lost a couple in a row. That offense that just is so dynamic hasn't looked so dynamic. Again, maybe we were going way too crazy about Patrick Mahomes too. When a guy takes a hit and he's not as mobile, takes away some of his weapons and some of the things that he can do on the football field. And I think that that's kind of what happened the last couple of weeks with Patrick Mahomes, is obviously he got his ankle stepped on. Taking a little bit of his escapability away could be something to what I'm saying. And now they've got two losses. Going to be tough for them to get home field advantage. And I think that that was the key for them to get home field advantage. So I think the Chiefs have some problems. Chargers have some problems. They're 2-4. And they're not very good. They're really not very good. The Steelers were down to their third quarterback, for crying out loud. Delvin Hodges. People don't even know who this guy is. But you know what? Went out there and shocked them for the first half of this game. And then the Chargers woke up late. And again, that's kind of the theme here. The teams that I'm telling you that are struggling, they get out of the gate slow. And then they're playing catch up. Hard to play catch up all the time in the NFL, man. Phillip Rivers doesn't seem quite right to me for some reason. Throwing a lot of interceptions, throwing a lot of balls in bad places. I don't think the Chargers, I don't think they're a playoff team. And they were really good last year. So that's kind of a surprise. I'm going to put the Cowboys in the same category here. I mean, they've lost 3 in a row now. They lost 2 football games to 2 pretty good teams in the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints. But they've lost 4 games, or I'm sorry, 3 games, or they've won 3 games against lousy teams, was my point. The 2 teams that were good, that are probably playoff teams, Packers and Saints, they lost to. And the Jets, they're not a playoff team. They lost to them. So I think this jury is still out on the Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott doesn't seem to have the same explosiveness. Amari Cooper got hurt, kind of changed the dynamic of their offense. Whatever happened to the next man up mentality? I mean, you got to have that. You got to play that way. So I think there's some trouble with the Cowboys. Falcons are awful. They're friggin' awful, man. I'm sorry. I mean, Matty Ice throws 4 touchdowns. And they can't stop the Cardinals. I don't know, man. The Falcons have not recovered from the Super Bowl where they were up 28-3 against the New England Patriots. That's the truth. That is the truth. And I don't know if they will. At least not under this regime. So there could be changes with the Atlanta Falcons. When you lose to the Arizona Cardinals, sometimes changes happen quicker than you think. Remember what happened to Mike McCarthy? Green Bay Packers fired him in the middle of the season after that one. So, I'm not wishing bad on anybody, but we know the hot seat is going to be out there for guys soon. And when you're losing football games in a business where you get paid to win games, chances are you're going to lose your job. That's just the way it is. Titans, what's up with them? We're going to have a lot of new – I think we're going to have a lot of new teams in the playoffs this year. Because some of these teams that were there last year just – are not getting out of the gates very well. You put up a zero spot on against the Denver Broncos. You're a mess. You're a disaster, Titans. So they're a really bad football team. Again, I think I truly enjoy talking about the bad more than the good. Dolphins, I don't even know if it's worth my breath. I mean, what are they doing? Seriously, what are they doing? Redskins won, but man, it's bad for them too. It's pretty bad for them too. All right, I got some other things that I kind of want to talk about. Real quickly, one more. I got to get this in too. Buccaneers. I don't know, man. Jameis Winston threw the ball 54 times. Only completed 30 of those. Throws for 400 yards, a touchdown. Again, man, this guy just – there's something wrong with the Buccaneers too. You would have thought that B.A. could have gone there and turned things around a little bit because that's kind of what he's notorious for doing. Well, it hasn't been the case so far for the Buccaneers. And it was a home game for them, but it was truly a game in London for both of these guys. And they just they can't win. I think they're 0-4 at home, if I'm not mistaken. So that's a pretty bad football team. Young guns in the NFL, man. A lot of these young quarterbacks are getting a chance. Kyler Murray, one of them. Deshaun Watson. Obviously, Lamar Jackson getting a shot. There's some fun young quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's another young guy because we haven't seen a lot of the sample size on this guy. So I think it's pretty interesting how the NFL is kind of changing a little bit right before our very eyes. All right, I know I got to take another pause for the cause. Come back, do what I always do. Wrap it up with the parting shot from the Dorf Man right here on the NFL Rewind. Again, Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Give it to Ingram, right side, big hole, touchdown Ravens! Mark Ingram taps the opening drive of 2019 with a touchdown.
Sets up a third and five. Lamar Jackson, pocket collapsing. He's going to dart, he's going to run. He's at the five. Jackson into the touchdown. Oh, kind of quicks by Lamar Jackson. And that time, I don't care if you're running for a college of defense or a Hall of Fame defense, nobody was going to bring that kid down. McCaffrey, good choice. Cuts right, and it's a foot race. To the 20. They won't catch him. It is a touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
Mom. MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Ready? Slide letting, put it in his hands.
Second down and nine. Brady under center at his own five. His tight end, Allen in motion. Michelle in the backfield. A spinning handoff. And it goes to Michelle by the 10. Down a block. 15. He's zigzags the field to 20. He's by the 25 on the hash mark. The 30 and out to about the 32, 31-yard line of New England. Brought down by John Johnson in the secondary for the Rams. A 26-yard swerving run by Sony Michel to the 31 of New England.
Now, more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind, week 6 of the NFL. Andy Dorf getting you through on Sports Overnight America. Again, I'm going to leave you with some final thoughts, as I always do, like I say, the parting shot. And when you think about going through a season, it's always a journey, absolutely, 100% a journey. And so far on the journey, let me kind of get you up to speed. Two teams still undefeated in the 49ers and the Patriots. 49ers 5-0, Patriots 6-0. Two teams are still winless. The Bengals, they're 0-6. Miami 0-5. Two god-awful teams in the NFL right now. Washington, they get a win. You got to like when you get a win. It feels good. The Jets get a win. Got to like that for them. It's good to see them off the schneid. And there's teams with some problems, man. Chiefs, Rams, Chargers. I think they all got some serious issues. Cardinals, I do think they found something. I really do. And good for them, especially after Mr. B goes to rest in peace a couple wins ever since then. So you got to like that. Got to like the effort. It's contagious. And that's the theme about young quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I hear the music. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So I'm going to do that. Thanks to Scott for always having great clips and just getting me through this thing. It's always fun doing it with you, my friend. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you've been hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Stokely telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, specifically Dan Patrick Radio, XM Channel 211. Take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. If we give them a lot of love, they love us right back, including KSHP, 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, waddling their way back from the Venetian All-You-Can-Eat Buffet after they waddle their way to the Venetian All-You-Can-Eat Buffet. Still being held hostage, day 22,455. We've got a big show out in front of us today, and if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, you guys and girls are near and dear to our heart. We like to give it the best we can each and every day so you get a little bit of a taste of home. You know it's difficult. We understand. We understand that you don't get there every day. It's not a 9-to-5 job for most of you. And we really appreciate the fact that you're out there protecting the freedoms that many of us take for granted as we go forward in our day. And the privilege that I have to get behind this microphone and talk about the things that I like to talk about. We got Army-Navy right around the corner, man, December 13th. We'll be coming to you live from Radio Row. It'll be fun. I'm going to appear on Tittle's show for an hour. Then I'm going to do an hour of my own. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a good time with it and make sure that you have all the fun and frivolity that we guarantee you here in the attack. We've got a big show out in front of us today. Major League Baseball playoffs. Got two games in the books for both of the teams. And we're talking 2-0 in one series, 1-1 in the Yankee-Astros series. But Washington took care of their business. And the Yankees took care of their business in that they split on the road. So we got a lot to talk about there. And then the entire slate in the National Football League going forward here on the attack. As we get ready to step out, make sure you prepare. You know, just we're going to have a fun hour in front of us. And you can reach us at 1-800-878-7529. We want to hear from you, all you mother truckers out there, whether it's the platforms or whatever. All right, we step out. We'll be back. Major League Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
The football season's back. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? You can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Two and two. Davies throws. Hit in the air to right. Backing up Santana, and this ball is going to get out. Carlos Correa hits a grand slam, and just like that, it's 4-0 Houston. The infield single and a bad grip by Orlando Arcia, leading the leadoff single. The walk, the E9 on Domingo Santana on a catchable ball, and then Correa goes deep on the eighth pitch of the at-bat.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, here on Sports Overnight America.
Talk to the hand.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, a little of both. Welcome back to the Attack. Black Cuddy, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. And we've got a lot to talk about in the world of Major League Baseball. And then we're going to blaze our way through the National Football League as well. We've got to back it up. Back it up to the weekend going into Friday's action. Nationals took care of their business. Anibal Sanchez, no-hit bid into the eighth inning. Howie Kendrick, two big hits after blasting the Nationals past the Dodgers. 2-0. I'm hearing whining and complaining about the manager of the Cardinals, Schnitt. Please give me a break. He didn't have one hit in the Friday action. Just enough to win. That's the way it goes so far. You know, Mikolas, 6 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned run, 7 Ks. Run given up by the bullpen. Sometimes you just get beat. And that's the way it goes sometimes. But the Nationals taking the opener in St. Louis. But then more important, turning around and taking complete control of the city, of the series in the city. Beating St. Louis again at home, 3-1. And I talked to you about this before the series itself. Washington's pitching matches up with anybody's. Not in the bullpen, but they're starting pitching. And if they get length out of their starters, they're going to be a very difficult team to deal with. Adam Wainwright pitched terrific for the Cardinals. 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 11 strikeouts. Bullpen didn't give up anything. They were good to go. Scherzer turned around, 1 hitter over 7 innings and 11 Ks. Doolittle gave up a run. Martinez couldn't get him out of there quick enough. Patrick Corbin came in. Hudson came in relief, shut him down. Nationals go home 2-0. That's for a team that could never get over the hump, has always had a hard time. Well, man, always had a hard time. They've never gotten out of the first round up until this year. They're taking care of their business, and this is a team on a mission. And as I told you, with that starting rotation, when you've got a big three like they have, and don't forget who's up next, Strasburg. Cardinals are in deep doo-doo, and if the Nationals get to the World Series, which I believe they will, anybody they face, particularly if it ends up being a seven-game slugfest with the Yankees, that whichever team comes out is going to have their hands full with the Nationals. Yeah, I know the American League teams just bludgeon people to death. But in reality, please, they can match up with anybody. Is the lineup for, it's not great. But they got Rendon in the middle, and he's going to win the MVP. They have Soto batting behind him. No issues whatsoever. They're going with the hot hand. Howie Kendrick's a professional hitter. Always there each and every year. So they're top five until they get to Zimmerman and Suzuki, which, you know, Zimmerman's starting to wear down with age, and Suzuki and Gomes, they don't give you a ton out of the catching position. And then Michael Taylor hitting at the bottom. Great center fielder. Offensively, he's okay. He is what he is at this point in his career, which is basically a 250 hitter. But his defense is flawless. So this is what you're getting. And if you make the plays in the field, don't turn, you know, one run into three runs because you're not catching the baseball. This is what you can end up with. And right now they're playing real, real well. Real, real well. Yankees and the Astros, they got a barn burner going as well. Correa with the walk-off last night in the 11th inning. Lead-off home run. Took care of his business. But like I said in the beginning of the show, Yankees took care of their business. I mean, the home run off Hap, that's the way it goes sometimes. They couldn't lock it down. They had the opportunity. You want to put this on anybody, put it on Ottaviano. Ottavino, I should say. Out of the bullpen, the guy's supposed to hold it. Paxton only went 2 1/3. 4 hits, 1 run, 3 Ks. Chad Green came in, does what he does best. 2 innings, no hits, 2 Ks. Ottavino came in, gave up a run. And then Happ gives up the home run in the 11th inning. Verlander did his job. First of all, he brought Kate Upton to the game. But, 6 2/3, 5 hits, 2 Ks. 2 earned runs, 7 Ks. And the bullpen took it over from there and shut it down. And that's exactly what they need to do. Lineup didn't produce very much. Yankee lineup didn't do squadoosh. And now Giancarlo Stanton's day-to-day with his quad injury yet again. We'll see. They come back to Yankee Stadium where the ball's just going to fly out, man. But more important for the Yankees, they took care of their business Saturday night. Again, when you go on the road in these playoff games, what you want to do is split. Washington did better than that. But the Yankees went out and dominated game one. They know what they're in for with this Astro team. This team is no joke. DJ LeMahieu is going to get MVP votes. Judge, Gleyber Torres had a 5 RBI night. Youngest player in Major League Baseball history to ever do it. You know, they can play. Tanaka, money well spent. Here's a guy, you know, for those of you who don't remember, Here's a guy in his very first year with the Yankees, had ligament damage in his arm. He was pitching dominant. He was a 98, 99 mile an hour guy. Had partially torn ligament in his right arm. They opted never to perform surgery. That was like 7 or 8 years ago. He's been lights out ever since. He's been the undisputed ace of this baseball team. And big game opportunities, year in, year out, he always comes through. He just does. First-rate pitcher, does it on guile, knows exactly where the ball is going each and every time, doesn't have to have a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. You know, you look at his career, and he's not going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's 30 years old. He'll probably get to 125 wins somewhere in that range before he hangs it up. And he's been in the league 5 years. I said 7 years, maybe 5 years. But he was 11-9 this year. His career, he's 75-43 for the Yankees. Dominant. Dominant. And he just does it year in, year out. And if you're going to hand the baseball to anybody in a big game situation on that staff, he's your guy. Used to be CC Sabathia. Now it's Masahiro Tanaka. All right, let's step out. When we come back, we're going to the National Football League. I am Bob Black. He is Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere. We will hunt you down.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5.
Judge, that is long gone. Oh, my. Off the brick wall. Aaron Judge makes it rain.
And the 3-2. Deep drive, left field, going back field, looking up. See ya. A long three-run home run for Gleyber Torres. And the Yankees take a 4-2 lead.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Heaven help us.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Jackson will throw. Four-man rush from the Chargers. Jackson going deep. Near sideline. Crabtree is open. He's got it for a touchdown. Michael Crabtree from Lamar Jackson. And the Ravens get their first touchdown of the day. It's not done just yet.
Second down and 11 now for the Seahawks. 7 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Jacksonville 10, Seattle 3. Two receivers left. Graham lined up to the right. He'll motion to the left side now. Wilson back in the shotgun. He waits. He's got the snap. He fakes to Davis. He's back to throw. He goes deep for the end zone, trying to find Baldwin. Makes a leaping catch and stumbles into the end zone. It's a Seahawks touchdown.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Big weekend in the National Football League. It'll be capped off by the Lion-Packer game this evening. But going all the way back to early morning yesterday, where Panthers took care of their business in London, 37-26 over the Buccaneers. Not so much the win as they go to 4-2, but the storyline that is developing is whether or not Cam Newton is the right quarterback for this team going forward. North Turner, who should be in the Hall of Fame as an offensive coordinator, that's how good he's been throughout his entire career, is coaching up this kid out of Houston, who was 20 of 32 for 227 yards, two touchdowns, and no picks. He's got a weapon in Christian McCaffrey, who right now you can make the argument is the most valuable player in the league. And they spread the ball around to Curtis Samuel, to DJ Moore, to Greg Olsen, to McCaffrey. And they right now, the Panther offense operates as efficiently as any offense in football. That's the fact, Jack. And they operate better than what they did under Cam Newton. Now, I'm not saying Allen is a better quarterback than Newton. I'm not saying that Cam Newton isn't great, because he is. But in this offense, where Newton struggled on the back end of the year because he was all banged up and his shoulder was killing him and had off-season surgery and all that stuff. And then through training camp, where they barely used him, and then into the first game of the season where he got hurt again with the Lisfranc injury, Carolina is playing first-rate football. Their defense is back to dominating again. They turned Jameis Winston over five times yesterday morning. Five times. Now, granted, a few of them were jammed in there. They were trying to play catch up. But Jameis is a turnover machine. 30 completions on 54 attempts, 400 yards. Five interceptions. Five. He's just not a starting quarterback in this league. He just turns the ball over too much. And they're going to cut bait at the end of the year. They're going to have to. And unless some miracle happens where all of a sudden the light bulb goes on for him, And his coach is one of the best offensive minds in the game, one of the best offensive minds that's ever been in the game. And there's just no ball security when it comes to Jameis Winston. And it was no different in London, in Tottenham Stadium. And Carolina took care of their business 37-26. They go to 4-2. They're tied for first in their division. And the storyline down the line is if they continue to win football games, and they're licking their chops with sports talk and journalism and everything else down in the Carolina area, because Cam ain't going to be happy. But there's a pretty good possibility that when he is healthy enough to play, he's going to be sitting on the bench if they have continue to have the success they've had under Kyle Allen. You know, he's not lighting it up. He's not throwing for massive amounts of yardage. But he has 7 TDs and no picks. And he's not taking a pounding like Cam Newton takes. That's Cam Newton's game. Cam Newton's built like a tight end. It's been his game since he came in the league. But his body's starting to feel the effect. You got 300-pound guys hitting you on a consistent basis. Going to break it down. Right now, and again, you know, Cam played a couple games, so the stats are skewed. Projected stats on Kyle Allen are 19 touchdowns and no picks. Reminiscent of Nick Foles when he started his first year with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's thrown at a 65% completion rate. And he just doesn't mess up. And he's got enough arm to throw the ball deep. That's the other thing, too. You know, people, they look at it, it's not dink and dunk. He's first rate, at least in his offense. Seahawks 32, Browns 28. Browns are a train wreck. Dumpster fire, whatever you want to call them. Baker Mayfield's turning the ball over a lot. I don't know what Baker Mayfield is doing in film study, but he's got enough tendencies now where all defensive coordinators are going to town on him. They know that he rolls out to his right consistently when he feels pressure. They know his check down goes as far as one receiver. He's got 5 touchdowns and 11 interceptions this year. This is reminiscent of Marcus Mariota. Although Mariota, to be fair, hasn't been turning the ball over this year. 1,500 yards, 5 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. His completion percentage is down to 59.5. Not good enough in today's National Football League. He's on track right now to throw 30 interceptions. I mean, you look at it. When they're going up against quality opponents, now, they beat the Jets, fine. They played decently against the Rams, but lost. They beat Baltimore, and you thought, okay, they righted the ship. They got smoked by San Francisco, 31-3. And they got beat yesterday on a team coming in from the West Coast, 32-28. Not a lot of happy campers in Cleveland. And John Dorsey, who couldn't do anything wrong last year, may have made the ultimate wrong choice in Freddie Kitchens. And I'm not a bad mouthing, you know, guy's got 6 games under his belt. I'm not going to say he can't coach or anything along those lines. You guys that listen to the show on a regular basis know I believe in continuity. And you have to give an opportunity for somebody to grow into the job. And the problem, unfortunately, is when you're sitting there and great expectations are on you. And there are great expectations this year. Hey, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Hey, it's going to be the Browns year. Hey, well, anytime you have a first-year head football coach who has to grow into the job and you lose one of the great defensive minds in Greg Williams, it's going to show. And it's showing right now for the Cleveland Browns. Big time. They went up against one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in football right now in Russell Wilson. The defense forced four turnovers, including the picks by Mayfield. Seattle's 3-0 on the road, 5-1 overall. Like I said, this is my Super Bowl pick. They may get there, they may not. But right now, you look at the standings in the West. San Francisco, after their victory against the Rams yesterday, 5-0. Seattle's 5-1. Rams are in big trouble, and we'll get to them in a couple of minutes. But at least in the North, and Pittsburgh won the late game last night, much to my shock and my disappointment in my office football pool. Cleveland and Pittsburgh are two games behind Baltimore, who has a chance to rock this division out. Because Cleveland's 0-6, deservedly so. Cleveland's playing, Cincinnati's 0-6. Cleveland's playing sloppy football. And Pittsburgh's on their third string quarterback. And at the end, Cleveland was there whining about the calls. Mayfield, whining about the calls. Just play your game. Start completing some passes. All right, let's step out. We come back. We're taking a trip to Tampico. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Get your beach trunks ready. We're going.
Fourth down and the season for the Carolina Panthers.
And for the New Orleans Saints.
From the 34-yard line, Saints 31. Panthers 26. Three receivers left, two wide right. Newton, pressure comes. Newton in trouble, and Newton is sacked. Von Bell blitzing Cam Newton. Drops Newton to send the Saints on to the divisional round next weekend.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not many Americans get around this way. You're the first one I've bumped into for a long time.
That so?
Mighty rugged country hereabouts.
Yeah.
My name's Cody. I'm from Texas.
Curtin.
What's your game?
I'm a hunter.
Professional?
Yeah.
Well, what all do you hunt?
Oh, tiger cats. Anything of commercial value.
How long did you say you'd been in these mountains?
Oh, a few months.
Ever seen anything that looked like pay dirt?
No.
I've a hunch there's loads of the real goods up in those mountains.
No, I know the whole landscape around here. If there'd been a single grain of gold, you can bet I'd have sure seen it.
Ah, there's nothing doing here for gold. Listen, brother, I can look at a hill 5 miles away and tell you whether it carries an ounce or a shipload.
Quantos?
22 pesos.
If you haven't found anything up there yet, I'll come along with you and put your nose in it. But there's indications in this valley, lots of indications. By tracing the rocks, I find they come from that ridge up there, washed down by the tropical rain.
You don't say so?
Yes, I say so. So much for those bandits. You know, you gotta hand it to the Mexicans when it comes to swift justice. Once the federales get their mitts on a criminal, they know just what to do with him. They hand him a shovel, tell him where to dig. When he's dug deep enough, they tell him to put the shovel down, smoke a cigarette, and say his prayers. In another 5 minutes, he's being covered over with the earth he dug out.
Yeah, you gotta hand it to him, all right.
You're back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Your weather update, including Tampico, is brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. Weather.com will save your hind end. 76 currently feels like 76. No humidity in the air. Low's going to be 72. High's going to be 88. No humidity in the air. Therefore, no rain in Tampico, Mexico, which always remains the coolest city ever. Tampico, North Carolina, well, not as good, but not bad either. 80's going to be the high. Currently, 66 degrees, feels like 66, so very little humidity in the air. Tonight's going to be 50, so there is a little bit of a low ceiling. No humidity, therefore no rain. In Tampico, North Carolina, which remains until the 20th of December, no longer the coldest city ever.
Hey, you should take a fellow American to a meal.
Back with the attack. NFL, we were talking about the Browns, the ship be sinking. You know, they're going to finish around 8-8, which, considering where this team has been coming from, it's not going to be a bad year. But when your expectations are so high and the balloon gets punctured, and Baker Mayfield is going through what a lot of quarterbacks in this league have gone through throughout history, and that is having to make adjustments after the second year when they have a whole bunch of video on you and they're starting to adjust to your tendencies and your strengths and your weaknesses and everything else. Wasn't that they weren't in the game. It was a good football game. It was 20-18 at halftime. But Seattle's a very good football team. And they've been down this road before. They know how to win. Cleveland doesn't. Cleveland's figuring it out. You know, they will. They will. They're just not going to make the playoffs this year. Unless all of a sudden in the second half they're able to flip the switch, which I kind of doubt. 1-800-878-PLAY is our phone number. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. You're listening to Sports Overnight America here on Sirius XM Channel 211 and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Texans 31, Chiefs 24, Patrick Mahomes' ankle is problematic, but don't put the excuses there. He still had 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. Their defense still can't stop anybody when it matters. New England laid out the blueprint last year. Teams are going to town on it until they get a little more depth, a little more talent on that side of the football. This is how it's going to be for a year or two. Kansas City's going to make the playoffs. Don't worry about it. And they'll be a threat in the playoffs. But when they go up against teams that can move the football, and any team with Deshaun Watson can move the football, they're going to be in trouble. And there's no secret formula here. There's no magic password. run the football. Carlos Hyde, who inexplicably to me, because I think he's a talented running back, has bounced from team to team to team. 26 carries for 116 yards. Watson wasn't great. He was 30 of 42, 280 yards, a touchdown and two picks. He also had two touchdowns on the ground. So he didn't outplay Mahomes, but the Texans outplayed the Chiefs. As I said, Mahomes' ankle, problematic at this point. He's having a hard time planting and throwing. He's not as mobile in the pocket as he's been. He had to address it in the post-game press conference where he said, hey, you know, if I thought I was detrimental to the team, I'd come out of the game. He's not. He's their best option. One of the problems they're having, and we talked about this going into the season, we talked about it on the back end last year, when their primetime running back got suspended and then cut and then signed by Cleveland. And Obey, by the way, when he comes back with Cleveland, watch out. They can't run the football. They're relying on Shady McCoy, who's 100 years old in running back years, who has 48 attempts this year for 258 yards. The average is good, 5.4 yards per carry. But he doesn't have the burst that he once had. You know, and if they're looking for any kind of movement at the trade deadline, my phone is picking up and talking to the Dolphins about Kenyon Drake. Drake isn't a great running back, but he's a very good running back. And he would give you the competitive balance that you need to run the football in Kansas City. And if you're going to accuse Andy Reid of anything, he's a little too loyal to his old guys. You know, he had McCoy back in McCoy's heyday. And he's a little too loyal to him. But they had to abandon the run game because Houston, you know, they got off to the fast start, Kansas City, 17-3 after the first quarter. But Houston answered with 20 unanswered points. And they knew they were in a dogfight. And they couldn't run the football. And Reed abandoned the running game and went to the passing game because he can't run the football between the tackles. Chiefs are going to struggle. They're going to be a tough bet. In a game where somebody had to win, I guess. Redskins 17-16 over the Dolphins. Skins went back to Case Keenum. 13-25, two touchdowns, no picks. Josh Rosen got pulled. He was ineffective. 15-25. No touchdowns, two interceptions. Ryan Fitzpatrick had a touchdown. I don't think they'll stick with Fitzpatrick. I think they'll go back to Rosen. But Miami made it a close game. 13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter when Washington should have had it locked up. But Washington's a bad team. And the formula? Adrian Peterson left, Adrian Peterson right, Adrian Peterson up the middle. 23 carries, 118 yards. You're not a talented football team on offense. You have to give your defense a break. Keep them off the field. You can do that with Adrian Peterson. Your other running back is always hurt. Always hurt. Got great ability, except in one area, and that's availability. Darius Geis is never on the football field. Problematic. Problematic is the Eagles. I don't know. Kirk Cousins, I don't know if he was motivated by his ex-teammate saying that he's the weak link on the Minnesota team. But all of a sudden, good Kirk woke up. 22 of 29, 333 yards, four touchdowns, a pick. Outplayed Carson Wentz, who was 26 of 40. 306 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Philadelphia stayed committed to the run. but they weren't affected. Minnesota stayed committed to the run. Dalvin Cook was targeted. Matheson came in, had a real good game for them. This played great all the way around. Stephon Diggs, after bitching and whining, 7 receptions, 167 yards. Adam Thielen, 6 for 67. You forget how good their wide receivers are. And Kyle Rudolph. They're real good. And Philadelphia's receiving core isn't. Particularly with their primetime guy out. You know, the when you don't have speed down the middle, the guy that can run the seam, that's the problem. And with DeSean Jackson out right now, Eagles have no vertical threat. Alshon Jeffrey ain't getting it done. Vikings took care of their business pretty impressively. Go to 4-2 in the division. And you talk about impressive. Saints on the road. Taking care of the Jags, 13-6. Minshew Mania has tamed, leveled off a little bit. 14-29, no touchdowns, a pick. Foles will get his job back when he comes back. Fournette, 20 carries, 72 yards. They tried to run the ball against the Saints. Teddy Bridgewater thus far undefeated as Drew Brees' replacement during Brees' injury. Story of this game is how great, and it is great, the Saints' defense is. You know, everybody made fun of Mickey Loomis for trading out his number one draft pick to move up and get an unproven pass rusher coming out of a small school. I got news for you. Davenport's played really, really well. Hasn't been the pass rusher that they anticipated he was going to be, but he still has 3 sacks for the year. But their depth on that team defensively is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Eli Apple has turned the corner, at least maturity-wise, and is giving them first-rate play in the corner position. Their special teams are good. They turn the ball over. I mean, you can't argue with what this team is doing right now. They're 5-1, a game in front of Carolina. Everybody else in the division is also Rams. Both those teams should make the playoffs. And you go to Houston, sitting on top. Indianapolis competitive with them. Jacksonville's 2-4. They're just trying to hold the fort until Foles gets back. Maybe too little, too late. And Tennessee is 2-4 as well, and Marcus Mariota is going to be looking for work next year. But that's just the way it is. And the Saints are doing their job week in, week out, against quality football teams and taking care of their business. Bengals come up short again against the Ravens, 23-17. Lamar Jackson, one-man show yesterday, 21-33. No touchdowns, no picks, but 19 carries for 152 yards. First quarterback in the history of the game run for 100 yards in the first half. Unbelievable. Bengals are bad. They're going to move Dalton, but it's not Dalton's fault. It really isn't. They're just rebuilding on defense. They can't really stop anybody. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, we'll give you a Monday night preview right after this brief timeout. I'm Black, he's Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Two receivers left and right from the 26-yard line, 2nd down and 5. Wilson has the snap. Back to throw again. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to go deep down the field. He's got Lockett wide open. Makes the catch, 35. Down the near sideline, 20. There he goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Seattle. Tyler Lockett got behind the defense all by himself down the right sideline, and Wilson dropped it in. A 74-yard touchdown pass.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We'll be right back. MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Well, you're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. As we go to wrapping up this show, Sunday night game, Pittsburgh took care of their business with their third-string quarterback, and you got to give them a lot of credit for that. Anybody that doesn't think Mike Tomlin is a really good football coach really doesn't know anything about football. This team responds to him on a regular basis. He's never lost a locker room. 24-17 over the Chargers on the road. They held the Charger offense to garbage time points with 17 fourth quarter points. I hate to say it, but Phillip Rivers is starting to look like he's on the back end. Really do. Look, is he playing badly? No. He's not playing great, though. And Melvin Gordon had 8 carries for 18 yards. That's what getting sitting out training camp will do for you. Monday night game, well, that'll be a pretty good matchup too. Green Bay and Lambeau. Detroit, who's legit. And, you know, you look at it on paper, it should be Packers all the way. Detroit's been pretty real this season, and they have an opportunity here to put themselves into first place in that division with a win on the road against the Packers. I don't think they'll win the game, but I think it'll be pretty damn competitive. Lions are tough. They're really tough. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity at a later date. For Scott Cuddy, I'm Bob Black. Adios.